This is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Q-U-A-R-R-E-A. Last name is Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y. The patient date of birth is 7/21/79. Date of accident is 5/5/2020. The patient was initially seen at Advanced Pain Care on 9/22/2022. She reported that since 2020, she has been having severe pain, and there has been no improvement. She was a victim of an automobile accident on May 5th, 2022. She was hit on a T-bone on a passenger side, and she had seen Northern Radiology for extended treatment along with Dr. Redden, who is a spine specialist of Michigan. And she has been consistently not wanting any surgical intervention or injection treatment, and she has been discharged from both those locations. She has had investigations which show a positive finding of herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and a bulging disc at L4-5, and MRI of the thoracic spine is completely normal. The right knee shows a patellar tendinopathy and a chondromalacia patellar grade 2 with a mild chondromalacia along the weight-bearing surface and a small knee effusion, while in the left knee, patient has proximal patellar tendinopathy and minimal knee joint effusion and thickening to the proximal medial collateral ligament, likely related to remote injury. The patient is adamant for no surgery, and she also doesn't want any treatment related to injection. I was able to provide her an injection on 1/19/2023 to both the knees, and we are still awaiting for injection for sacroiliac joint, lumbar epidural, and cervical epidural. If she agrees, we'll be more than happy to provide that once she provides a consent. The patient currently complains pain in the neck, back, lower back, pain in both shoulders, right knee, right ankle, right hand. 10 on a scale of 1-10. And ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Focusing on general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports 0% relief in the pain. The patient reports in the system review that she's suffering from headaches, with difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory as a positive symptoms. Pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and also pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, pain in the knee, wrist, hand, ankle and foot, and difficulty walking. Rest of the symptom in GI, GU, respiratory are negative. No new changes. She reports the pain has worsened. No changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narco, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination. Physical examination, blood pressure 171/127, pulse is 83, pulse is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is... to continue the conservative treatment, and patient has been informed about all the options available. She has also been advised that her narcotic support cannot be given. She needs to either go for surgical consultation and or injection treatment. She is referred to psychiatry for anxiety, as she cries many times and panicky. And podiatry has been, she has been referred to Dr. Horsley, PCP, Dr. Chris for blood pressure management and mood management. She is provided with a knee immobilizer. An MRI of the lumbar spine and secondary leg joint was ordered, which has not been done yet. As well as neurology referral was given. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered. Chiropractor treatment, Dr. Mustafa, was ordered. She is undergoing physical therapy. And at this time, patient is fairly stable. A detailed plan of care will be conducted once all the MRIs and reports come through. Thank you.